Welcome to Real Career Talk. I am your host, Phil Paquette. This is a monthly interview brought to you by The Network National, where we spend 30 minutes with international, internal, and external experts discussing career hot topics. Those topics include 2021 talent development pillars, including adaptability, mentoring, sponsorship, advocacy, continuous learning, building relationships for you, your career, and your organization. I am happy, I am honored to actually interview our guest today. And what she says, the road to career success and happiness starts with having big dreams. Today's speaker dreamed of scientific discoveries, working on Broadway, saving the world. All of those big dreams have come true. Madeline Mackey is a published biochemistry researcher, has actually worked at four Tony Award-winning theaters and responded to disasters all over the country as an officer with the American Red Cross. Ladies and gentlemen, here today with us, help us activate our own career dreams. Let's welcome Madeline Mackey. Welcome.
Thank you, Phil. I'm taking you on the road with me to do all my introductions. I loved it. Great voice.
Well, it is awesome. It is awesome to have this opportunity to be with you. And I know it's going to be powerful. And I know that our audience is going to benefit. You ready to get started?
I am so ready to get started. The network is one of my favorite audiences. I'm sitting here with my network mug ready to go.
I don't have a mug. Oh my goodness. I don't have my coffee mug. Normally people know me. I start off with my coffee talk. All right. So, but let's go there real quick. Tell us something about you on a personal level, Madeline. What is it you like to do outside of all of this research and traveling the world and changing elements and stuff?
Thank you. Well, when I am not out activating career dreams, I'm actually a triathlete. And this is a new hobby. It started about 4 years ago when the furthest I ever ran was to the bus stop to catch the bus. I didn't know how to swim. I didn't have a bike. And I put it out there to my community and said, hey, community, I want to do a triathlon. Who's in? And I had some friends that said, I'm out. And I had some in my network that said, I want to do it. Let's do it together.
And oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So we have done everything from sprint triathlons to Olympic to I've even been a part of a half Ironman relay team.
Whoa. And now that's relay. How what's the distance that you were responsible for?
I was responsible for the 13.1 mile run. Nope. But I, along with that team, because we were a team,
right.
I would swim with them. So I did the 1.2 mile swim during practice sessions. I did the 50 mile bike ride with them. But for the race, I said, okay, y'all swim, you bike, and I will do the run.
Oh my goodness. I'm still on 13 miles. I'm sorry. I'm still on the 13 miles. I'm battling. Come on. Well, anyway, that is so awesome.
Thank you. Thank
big you. Dreams, big dreams. Why not be powerful, right? Why not be powerful in all that you do? Let's get started, shall we?
Absolutely.
All right. So I want to talk to you about building relationships, and we're going to consider it in this first question that I have for you is, why do you believe, Madeline, relationship building is so significant today?
There's an old African proverb that says, if you want to go far, or I'm sorry, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I never would have been able to do 70.2 miles in a triathlon, unless that's the whole distance of the swim, bike, and the run, unless I went together. with my community because they helped cheer me on. They helped motivate me at that 5 a.m. workout when you didn't want to get up and go. It held me accountable to other people. And so whatever big dreams your audience has, whether it's personal dreams like, you know, pay off that student loan debt, buy a house, or career dreams, if you want to go far, you need to go together. You need to have a community. My whole career is built on community.
Community. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's talk more about that. I love that. If you want to go fast, go alone. Mm-hmm. You hear that, audience? If you want to go far, you got to go together. You got to go with someone else. I tell my son all the time, when he launched and started his path to getting his degree, I say, you cannot go at this alone. Partner up with some folks, get some help. You know, you need help in order to be successful today. That is so important. So let's talk about that. You know, thinking about my son and his journey through, he did accomplish his degree and so forth. Let's talk about LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a powerful vessel out there, right? So how should someone who's starting out on their journey,
yes,
how should they go about building relationships using LinkedIn?
So first thing everybody has to do is show up on LinkedIn. Before you send one invitation to connect, one message, follow one post, like, comment, share, before you do any of those things, you got to show up. So that means having a complete profile. You can't half step it, right? You can't hide. You need to have a profile photo. You need to have a headline. You need to have some content in that profile. We recommend having 10 to 15 years of experience. You need to have skills so that when you try to build those relationships, they see that, oh, this is someone I want to be in relationship with. So the first thing everybody has to do is show up on LinkedIn. And the thing I've learned is people don't show up to LinkedIn till they need a job or they get a new job. But this is something, it's a tool that should be part of your everyday career because LinkedIn has something like over 70 million users. It could even be 770 million. They got a lot of millions of people on LinkedIn. There's a ton of companies on LinkedIn. There's a ton of opportunities on LinkedIn. So to order to take advantage of those jobs, those opportunities, those resources, you need to show up and be present.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting you said build that profile, get out there and be present. One of the things that I saw that was interesting is just tell them why you want to connect.
Yes.
What do you think? And one of the phrases we like to use back in the day was what's in it, the with them or what's in it for me. Make sure you answer that question in your profile. What's in it for you and why you want to connect? You have any thoughts on that?
Yes. And I think before you engage and reach out to people, you need to do a little bit of your own research. You need to read their profile and see where they're coming from. What's their background? Is there any mutual similarities between the two of you? And then figure out, you know, a lot of people, you know, right now we're in this market where a lot of people are looking for work and they just want to reach out to that hiring manager, that recruiter and say, hey, will you hire me? Will you interview me? Can I have 10 minutes of your time? Time is a precious, precious commodity to people these days. And before I give it up to that stranger, I do need to know, well, what's in it for me? How can I benefit from this conversation? So reaching out to someone on LinkedIn saying, you know, I saw that your team has an opening and I am an XYZ with this years of experience and I've had these accomplishments that I'd be able to help and impact your team and your group. Ah, that's the with them. Oh, that's the skills I need. That's the accomplishments I need. That's the impact I need. Okay. I'll open the door and have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes building those relationships, you have to start slow. We all want to go in for the ask. Slow down. Back up. Ask a simple question. I tell people, here's the easiest way to start a networking conversation. Ask simply people, hey, how are you? Tell me about yourself. Don't tell them about you. Say, hey, I'd love to hear more about your team and your group. I've been following you on LinkedIn. I'm really enjoying your post. Tell me a little bit more about your team and your group and your organization. Mm-hmm. And people love to talk about themselves. And that will give you some more information to use. Oh, they told me about this. They told me about this problem that they're having. I can solve that problem. And now you can start building a relationship and adding value to the conversation.
You're adding a lot of information that I hope audience is taking notes on. I think this is powerful information. So we're talking about, hey, you have to be able to be present first. Make sure that your profile is present. You got to connect. There's people still out there, even though there might be 70 or 700 million folks out there. There might be some folks that don't want to get on LinkedIn, but this is definitely a way of building relationships. So you talk about, talking about the with them, talking about connecting with them. I love that you said, look for commonalities, finding out how you can be a benefit to their mission, their objective, their purpose, right? So are there other best practices? And also, are there things that they should avoid?
Absolutely. So another great best practice is slow down and read your LinkedIn newsfeed. So LinkedIn is a dynamic platform. People are posting all day, every day, multiple times a day. They're posting events like networking events, learning events, training events. They're posting about jobs. They're posting about their promotions. So it's really important to spend 5 minutes a day, not a lot of time, just reading through your feed and seeing what's happening with your network, and then engaging with that feed. So that's tip number two, engage. So don't just stand back and read and be like, oh, that's nice. You need to like, you need to comment, you need to share. You know, that's how I've built a lot of relationships on LinkedIn with people I don't know, that they will, I will follow them on LinkedIn. And that's a little secret, everybody. You don't have to connect to someone on LinkedIn. If you go to someone's profile, and you click on their profile, and you're not connected to them, and you click that more button, you will see the option to follow them, which means you can follow them automatically and you can see what they post. So I will follow recruiters. I'll follow hiring managers. I'll follow CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. And when they post something, I see it in my feed because I spend 5 minutes a day reading my feed. And then I like that post, I comment on that post, or I share it. And they get a little notification that, hey, Madeline Mackey shared your post. And guess what they do? They go look at my profile, which is what you want to have happen. And then they start the conversation. I don't have to reach out. They start the conversation and say, hey, Madeline, I see you're a career activator. Can I talk to you about my executive bio? Can I talk to you about my resume? Can I talk to you about having you come in and speak to my groups? So engage with the people in the news that you're seeing that's posting. And then the third tip I have for everybody is you need to post. You need to share your expertise on LinkedIn. Now, it doesn't mean you need to write a long blog. It could be asking a question of your network. It can be sharing an article that you've just read and said, hey, I like these tips in this article. My best tip is to do X, Y, and Z. What's your tip? And so showcasing yourself, because every time you post, your network will see that post. They see your expertise. They see your name. They see your headline that reminds them what you do. That's the way you keep those relationships warm and active. Mm-hmm. So those three tips, you got to read the feed. You got to engage with your network in the feed. And then you need to post.
Mm-hmm. What are things to avoid?
Do not just reach out to people, anyone and everyone. You do need to build relationships. So, you know, if someone reaches out to you and you don't know that person, it's not a popularity contest. It's okay to say ignore. On LinkedIn, it has a feature that you can either accept an invitation or ignore an invitation. And if you honestly don't know that person, don't let them in your network, because everyone will see who's in your network. They will see who you're liking and commenting and posting on. So still be very, have a quality network, not a quantity network.
That's powerful. Quality versus quantity is important. I had a friend of mine tell me, I don't allow everybody in my network. And if you're not offering me, if you're not going where I'm going, you probably won't be in my network. So you're saying there's some truth to that.
There is very much truth to that. You have people that will reach out to you that are always going to try to sell you something. And if it's not a product or service I'm interested in, I'm not letting you in my network. There are people out there that just want something and they're not going to contribute to the relationship. So those are not the type of people you want. You want people that, remember, our goal is to go far and we need to go together. So you want that tribe, you know, as my mother used to always say, birds of a feather. So I know that I'm trying to do great and amazing things. I have big dreams. So I want other big dreamers to be part of my community.
Mm-hmm. If I was to say to you, Madeline, people really need to respect my time on LinkedIn, what does that mean?
It means do not go after people with stupid stuff.
Uh-oh.
It really means.
What?
And, right. I get people that all the time that they're like, hey, I'm selling houses. Let's talk. And I'm like, but I'm not in the market for a house right now. Right. Or, you know, someone will come after me. I want to sell you copy machines. And I'm like, I don't need a copy machine. And really just do not go with it. Let's say you find someone that has a mutual relationship that you're like, this is a person I need to talk to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
then you need to go into that conversation with an agenda and with some goals and what you're trying to accomplish. So that when that person says, how can I help you? You're not like, oh, well, I really don't know. I just know that you're the director of XYZ at such and such a company. And I thought it'd be nice to talk to you. No, go into that. And like that makes no sense. When you get someone on, when they give you that time, because time is precious. That's time away from their family, their friends, their business, their job. So if they're going to do that,
Yeah. Peace of mind.
Right? Their peace. And we know these days, peace is everything. Mental health and peace.
Yes, it is.
So if you're going to come, don't come with silliness and be like, I don't have any idea why I want to talk to you. I just thought it would be a good idea to reach out. No, go with an agenda. Hey, I'm currently in the job market and I've been following you on LinkedIn. I saw that we have similar backgrounds and that you're working for one of the most amazing companies in our industry. I would love to know a little bit more about your journey and any advice you can give me on how to get where you are today. Go there with an agenda, with a script, with your questions written out so you don't waste their time.
This is so awesome what you're sharing with us. I like what you stated earlier. Hey, three best practices: read your feed, engage in your feed, connect with people, comment on their particular feed, and then post your expertise and keep it active. I love those comments. I love what you're saying about sustaining. Is there any other additional tips that would make you say, before we get off of how do we sustain? Did we miss anything? Or is there one final point you want to make about sustaining the relationships there?
Sure. Another great tool on LinkedIn that people can use and a best practice that takes seconds. And I do mean seconds on every day is in your notifications, it will say who has a birthday, a work anniversary, or a relationship anniversary with you. That means you've known them for a certain period of time. It's the anniversary of when you connected on LinkedIn. And when I see those, I immediately just write back, happy birthday, happy work anniversary, or hey, it's been a year since we connected on LinkedIn. How are you doing? So that simple action, and I'm telling you, it takes me maybe, you know, less than a minute every single day when I read those notifications to drop off those little messages. It stays in front of my audience and they're so appreciative that I reached out to them on their special day. So that 6 months later, if I need to reach out to them for a favor, for a request, for an introduction, they're not saying, oh, Madeline, I haven't heard from you in 5 years. They at least hear from me every year on their birthday. And that makes it so much easier to maintain the relationship because I don't let it go cold. So use that notification feature in LinkedIn to continue to stay in touch with your audience.
Mm-hmm. There's something that you said that caught my attention. Now, it's interesting. What if I go now? Yes, I do. Hey, happy anniversary. I send out happy anniversary. Then I look at the stream and I say, I'm the only one saying happy anniversary. What do you say to that individual out there that's giving out a lot and not really getting anything in return? What do you say? Is that a time to disconnect? What do you say to that?
So are they not getting anything from the individual that they are wishing the well wishes to, or are they just not getting?
Exactly. There's nothing. We're going to get into reciprocity and justice. I guess we can get into that now. Really? So, I'm giving, but I'm not getting anything in. So let's talk about that. I'm not getting. What are those indicators that the relationship is working? Well, let's say it's not working. Because I know I've seen a couple, Madeline, where I'm like, you know what? This is the fourth time I've said it, and I've got nothing back in return. What do you do?
So first of all, you got to put yourself in their shoes. Yes. How do you know that that person is on LinkedIn on a regular basis? So you could be saying happy birthday every single year, and they have not logged into their account for 5 years. So they have no idea that that message is there. So first of all, keep it positive. Think well of individuals. But here's the thing. If this is someone you're truly, truly trying to build a relationship for and they've gone quiet on you, well, on LinkedIn, if you click on the contact info on their profile, you see their email. You see their email. Like, they may not be checking their LinkedIn profile, their LinkedIn messages and communications on a regular basis. Right. But come on, Phil, how often do you check your email on a daily basis?
That's true. You're right. Right. So you're telling me not to get sensitive.
Don't get sensitive, okay, you know, especially if they're a good person. Like, you let them in your network for a reason. Right. If they're a good person, then reach out to them via their email and say, hey, you know, I noticed it was your birthday on LinkedIn, and I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and see how you're doing. Because their chances are they will read their email. They will absolutely read their email. And then by you saying, hey, I sent you a happy birthday message on LinkedIn, they may be like, oh, I forgot I had a LinkedIn profile. Let me go log in. But let's say that you have that person that's always asking you for something, that they're never returning that resource. They're not offering to introduce you to people. They're not contributing to the relationship. Right. There's nothing wrong with disconnecting to them on LinkedIn. There's nothing wrong to saying, hey, I need to put a pause on this. And when you disconnect or unfriend someone on LinkedIn, they do not know you've done that. They do not get a notification. It's something you do. Or maybe sometimes we have some toxic relationships that we said it's time to clean house. I know. Right. I always have a few clients that when LinkedIn first came out, they didn't know what they were doing. So they just accepted a lot of people in their network. And so now they're like, I don't know who half these people in my network are. So let them go. Just go to their profile, click that more button. That more button, everybody, go look at the more button of your friends on LinkedIn. There's a lot of secrets hidden behind that more button. You can follow, you can unconnect, you can report if somebody's harassing you. I once had a Nigerian prince ask me to come be wife number two and come back to his village. And I was like, no.
That's not how this works.
This is wrong site.
Right.
And so you can block people, but you can also unconnect them. So, you know, if you feel like the relationship's just not working, or maybe you just like, this is not a person I want in my circle anymore, you can go ahead and let them go.
So, you know, it's kind of interesting, you know, hey, we've been talking a lot about, hey, listen, identify what the WIFM is, share with them how you can help them, share with them how you can bring something to their table. And it actually lines up with what we heard in previous discussions and sessions where the leader was like, listen, it ain't always about y'all. You know, sometimes we're looking to see what you can bring to us and what our objective is and what our, what is it, goals are might be. So I want to ask you a question, and I'm going off the cuff here real quick. For that individual that's the introvert, She's like, it makes them feel uncomfortable talking about themselves. This is a good time to share why they should really, and I hate to use the word brag, you know, it's sort of like building your brand. We've seen that in other elements. There is a need to build your brand. There's a need to share how you are strong, where your strength is. Can you talk to that real quick? For those that might be hesitant or uncomfortable in sharing their strengths out there and using LinkedIn for that purpose.
Yeah, and this is especially for the introverts out there. You know, LinkedIn, we see the ones that are posting constantly on LinkedIn, those extroverts. But you know what? You can also send messages. You can do that one-on-one if you're more comfortable with that. I mean, that's the magic of LinkedIn. You have options. You can post for all of LinkedIn universe. You can post for just your network. Or if you need to, you can go granular and just go one-on-one. So let's say you have a new certification, right? We're talking about bragging about your expertise. And think of 10 people in your network that helped you, that mentored you, that coached you, that have supported your career. You don't have to reach out to a lot of people, but those 10 people, letting them know, hey, I just want to let you know I earned my certification that we talked about a year ago. Thank you for always encouraging me and supporting me. And that's networking. Like, networking does not have to be reaching out to the masses. It can be a one-on-one conversation. So for the introverts out there, my recommendation is make a list. Make a list of five people. Let's start with five. Five people that you're like, I know these five people will help me go far in my career, in my goals. So those five people, I'm going to make sure once a quarter, that's just four times a year, once a quarter, I'm going to reach out to them, let them know what's going on with me, ask them how they're doing. Is there anything I can do to support them to keep those five VIP relationships strong? Then on LinkedIn, every now and then for my introverts, post once a month, just once a month. For my extroverts, I want you to post every week. I want you to be out there. But for my introverts, hey, once a month, share an article. Right. Find, you know, use Google News if you're a project manager, Google project management tips. If you're a director of marketing, put tips for marketing in the digital age. Find an article that's really interesting and share that article and say, I thought my network would benefit from this article that has five tips on how to do A, B, and C. Mm-hmm. And then you're in front of your network. You're keeping those key relationships alive. You're staying active on LinkedIn, and you're going to be just fine. But you can't go far alone. So even if you are an introvert, we've got to get out of the house. We've got to start talking to people.
Get out the house. I'm taking that. Get out the house.
Get out the house.
Madeline, this has been so awesome, and time has flown. Oh my goodness, we're nearing the end of our session today. You've shared so much information, and I believe the audience will gain, and it will help them on their journey for their big dreams, their big goals. I think I heard you say in your intro. So final words, final thoughts that you would love to share and leave with the network audience. What would it be?
I would say, here's three tips to activate your career, James. Number one, create a vision of where you want to go. Number two, cultivate the resources. Those resources are people, talent, education. And then number three, you have to activate. You have to activate. You have to go out and make a plan and execute that plan. If you need help with that, connect with me on LinkedIn. I would be happy to accept your invitation to connect. Let me know that you heard about us through the network, and we can help activate your career dreams together.
That is so awesome. And I think I hear a part two. Executing on your plan. I think that's a part two coming, Madeline. We got to talk about that more.
Oh yeah.
It's been powerful. I think you've been an awesome, awesome guest. And I know the audience will benefit tremendously from it. Thank you so much. And Network, we'll see you next time.
See you next time, Network.